Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Duncan, who has a flu-like illness.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Morning.
Morning, Duncan.
Morning, take yourself a seat.
Right then.
Thank you.
One day, a cold, couldn't get warm, shivering. Tuesday, nose blocked up, coughing all the time, my throat sore. Last night, woke up, perspiration all over, soaking wet, aches and pains.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's about it. Isn't it, Ellen?
No, that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, coughing all the time, my throat's sore now, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's changed now, with of a tickly cough. I'm like,
yeah.
I want to cough, but before I could feel phlegm coming up, you know.
Got you. So your symptoms started on Monday this week?
Cold, yes. I did. Suddenly, for some reason.
Started as a cold and you've been sweaty and shivery.
No, it started as a cold, then I've been going to bed. But last night I took a couple of paracetamol. For some reason, my thighs here were aching. I couldn't get in there. So I took a couple of paracetamol. And 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife says, you were lying there, beads of sweat, you know.
Got you. So it's mostly about your chest, but also your achy all over as well. And it started on Monday.
Started on Monday, yeah.
Aside from your chest and your aches, was there anything else that you wanted me to address today?
No.
Was it just that? Yeah. What do you think's behind all of this?
I think it's the flu. I've had it two or three nights, and I was cut starts off where you call. I remember one year sitting in front of a gas fire, like I'd freezing, you know, which is stupid, like, but that's what it was. Mm. And as I say, I was sitting, I'm in a warm house when I'm cold, like, you know, and it starts off like that, and then it generally degenerates into this, and then goes away. But this is a week now, like, you know.
So a couple of years ago, you had the flu. I noticed from looking back on your records that you saw Dr. Coyne, and that was, a couple of months ago, with a chest infection.
Yes, that's right. I couldn't get the phlegm up, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that was better, and you had no symptoms for at least a month before coming back with this.
That's right,
yeah, okay. Generally speaking, how's your chest usually?
Okay, no bother.
You're not prone to chest problems?
No.
You're not a smoker?
No, I packed in.
Oh, well done. When did you stop?
5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Excellent, okay. And your general health up until now has been okay? Has there been any other issues at all?
No, nothing.
I noticed you used a walking stick.
Yeah, that was a motorbike accident 50 years ago.
Yeah, okay. But you get about all right?
Oh, yeah.
And domestically, you live with your wife?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not a big drinker or anything like that?
I drink on a weekend, but it's no big deal. I'm only drinking sugar, isn't it? You know, that's why I've got this.
Well, we can talk about that if you like, okay?
No.
In terms of your alcohol consumption, how many pints?
Friday night, I'll probably have four. On a Sunday night, I'll probably have about five.
Okay, so a total of 9 pints in a week.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're concerned about that, that might be something worth addressing, but we'll come back to that.
Mostly hear
about your chest.
When it comes to drinking in the house, I couldn't thank you for it. It's just it's social drinking.
All right. So you were thinking probably flu. Was there anything else that was on your mind that you were worried about?
No worries at all.
No. Can I check? You've not been coughing up any blood?
No blood, no.
Do you feel breathless with it?
Sometimes I feel breathless, but they say I'm handicapped. I didn't get much exercise, you know.
Yeah.
So if I'm walking upstairs with a cup of tea, I get that, you know, but I'm okay.
Is that normal for you too?
It is normal for me.
So that's not really changed a great deal.
No.
So no more breathless than usual. And your weight's been steady?
No, it goes up and down like a yo-yo. Sometimes I start my salad there and have a lovely tea, and then I'm having snacks, and I'm up to 13 stone.
Okay. We're not thinking.
Sorry, 6 days to go.
Then we're not thinking that there could be anything particularly nasty.
No, nothing there. I've just got the flu.
Right.
So do you think some antibiotics or what?
Well, we'll make a choice between us as to what the options are for you. If it's truly flu, maybe antibiotics wouldn't be suitable, but we could think about that.
Yeah.
What colour is your spit at the moment?
My spit.
Yeah.
It's What I'm coming up, you know, is a very light yellow, very yeah. light yellow.
Okay.
I've known it to be very dark green.
Yeah. Okay. Would you mind slipping your jumper and yeah. your jacket off for me, and then we'll check you over? Was there anything else that you particularly wanted me to do apart from considering antibiotics?
No.
Not really. Because you're not here on your own, I'm also going to ask your wife if what she would like me to do.
Well,
for
she's
you.
Here with the same symptoms.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about her symptoms. Mm-hmm. Would you want to? If you turn yourself around, we're going to listen to the back of your chest, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Breathe away. Lovely. No pain in your face at all?
No.
You're not wheezy at all?
Well, just with his chest.
Just your chest. You never had asthma before?
No, I never.
With you being an ex-smoker, do you mind doing this blowing test for me? Deep breath in and blow hard and fast. You're going to put your lips right around the outside of that pipe and blow hard. Good numbers. So 420, that's really good. Take yourself a seat. I'm going to check your temperature and your oxygen levels on your finger there, if you wouldn't mind. And that's going to check your temperature. Your temperature's good, your oxygen levels are good, your pulse is normal. Okay. Right, pop your jumper back on.
I felt his chest through the night was like a cat crying on
it.
Yes, I know.
Whee!
So I think that this is a flu-like illness.
Yes, sir.
I think you're absolutely right. Your chest is okay at the moment, and you're coughing up some sort of yellowy, greeny phlegm at the moment.
Yeah, very light it is, yeah.
So, antibiotics don't normally help at this stage of an illness, to be fair, under most circumstances, but there are circumstances where we would think about antibiotics for you.
I've got pressure into it, you
know. No, absolutely. And I know that you weren't expecting antibiotics.
No.
But the government is encouraging me to offer people who've got flu-like illnesses at this time of year an antiviral treatment that you could take, but it gives you very marginal benefits. So it might draw the end of the illness by about half a day. So marginal benefits. So it's worthwhile taking symptomatic treatment to help you with the fever. So we're talking about things like paracetamol.
Yeah.
Have you ever used ibuprofen?
No.
Okay. You're not prone to ulcers in your stomach, and you don't have high blood pressure or anything like that. Okay. So ibuprofen you could use, and it's more effective for a fever, but it is slightly more risky for the stomach. So you might want to stick to paracetamol in the first instance.
Yeah.
So 2 tablets of paracetamol 4 times a day, which is what your wife has been using. And that'll help control your fever. From the point of view of do you need antibiotics or not, well, what I would suggest you think about is we give you antibiotics if your temperature is persistently high and you're coughing up a lot of coloured muck and your chest is getting worse. So maybe we should be thinking about that if you continue to be poorly. Now, most people with a flu-like illness will find that the first 2 or 3 days are the worst. You have a fever that comes and goes, and then it should generally improve, but the cough may carry on with you for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So what you could do is I could give you a rescue course of antibiotics, and if you've finally got a persistent fever, and I'm partly suggesting this because you had a chest infection 2 months ago, but if you're finding you've got a persistent fever that's not improved after 2 or 3 days, you might choose to take the antibiotics.
Yeah.
Is it worthwhile me giving you some of those? Are there any antibiotics that don't suit you?
Well, I'll put this way. I do actually feel an improvement this morning. Yeah. The wife dragged us here.
Yeah.
My wife dragged us here. As I say, I felt an improvement this morning. Not much, but the cough, I know the cough now is ticklish rather than rasping, you know.
I don't think you need antibiotics at this stage.
Yeah.
But with it being Christmas coming up, and you may be finding it difficult to access a doctor if you were getting worse, then I could give you some standby antibiotics, and you don't cash them in. You can always access a chemist over the weekend, and then you could cash in the prescription if and when you needed it. Would that be helpful
that
to you?
That would be very, yes.
Now, these antibiotics need to be taken after food, all right? I can't give you amoxicillin because amoxicillin is not the most effective after a flu-like illness if it goes to your chest.
Yeah.
So we would give you something like doxycycline, and doxycycline needs to be taken after food, and you need to drink plenty of with it, but don't lie down straight after taking it, okay?
Okay, then. I'm not the one for wanting antibiotics. I just went off the
All antibiotics have a potential for causing diarrhoea, And we usually recommend that when you take an antibiotic, you think about using a probiotic at the same time. Yeah. That could be a capsule from a health food shop, or it could be a probiotic yogurt if you prefer. You've got those options.
So if I was to, if I keep warm, drink a lot.
Drink plenty of fluids, eat. But if you're poorly with this, you've got persistent fever, then it would be reasonable to use the antibiotics. And if you're getting worse, we should see you urgently.
Fair.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah. Fine. Great. Okay.
So I agree with you. I think you've got flu.
Flu.
And I'll give you a standby prescription of a tablet called doxycycline, which is an antibiotic, but ask you not to cash it in. Do you have any questions?
No, I think that's good. Last night, I thought he was truly ill.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you had a rough time last night, doesn't it? If you've got persistent chest symptoms, we ought to do a chest x-ray, and that was one of the things that Dr. Coyne had talked about last time she saw you. But I think that probably at the moment there's no need to do that.
Yeah, I was a smoker for 50 years, you know, and coughing up phlegm was a normal thing for a smoker, you know.
Yeah.
And then I finished with it, and then I stopped coughing up. Oh, it's a charm. And then it come back slightly again, like, you know.
Well, you might be prone in the winter times to having a bit of bronchitis, but if you've got persistent symptoms, then we ought to be thinking about doing a chest x-ray and doing a special blowing test. The blowing test that you've done today is slightly different from the one that I'd recommend if you're having continued problems in the winter. So don't cash this one in, cash it in. Just check with the girls at the front desk and they'll tell you which pharmacies are open over the new.
Thanks very much, and I'm obliged.
All right.
Thanks
for your speedy recovery. All right. Take care, guys.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.